Afra. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are around this very planet we call Earth. Once again, it is my pleasure and delight to welcome each and every one of you, those of you who are hardcore, those of you who are listening to another edition of Radio Biafra AM presentation. We are live and direct all the way from Biafra land to the entirety of humanity on this very day, the 28th day of January in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time here now standing at approximately 4 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. It is 4 minutes past 7 a.m. rather in London. The same number of minutes past the top of the hour wherever you are. If you look at the clock or your wristwatch or the time on your phone, iPad or laptop at this very moment, it is approaching 5 minutes past the top of the hour. That tells you that this is a live presentation, not recorded. We are live this very morning from Biafra land because we much praise this very gospel. Things are happening here that we need to bring to your attention. Our people are sleepwalking into disastrous irrelevance. Our people are behaving like those that wish to commit suicide. They are behaving like people that want to be killed. They are behaving like people who wish to be conquered by Islam. Our people are sleepwalking into oblivion. We need to wake them up, and this very morning we intend to do exactly that. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting on CHK 97.6. We are also simulcasting on satellite because Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster. Radio Biafra is on 7 satellites, not just 6, orbiting this very planet at this very time. If you have Darsat, if you have Utelsat, in fact, if you have any decoder at all, it doesn't matter. You will be able to get Radio Biafra. That is how exceptional we are. That is how formidable we are. Radio Biafra is also being listened at this very moment right around the world on www.radiobiafra.co. We are on ipob.org. We are on rblworld.tv. rblworld.tv. Radio Biafra is also on tuning.com. Go and download Tuning app. If people are asking you, how do I listen to Radio Biafra? Ask them, does your device have internet accessibility? By which we mean, Does your smartphone, your iPad, your laptop, your mainframe computer have internet access? If it does, then they can listen to Radio Biafra. It doesn't matter where they are. It doesn't matter how remote the place is. After all, right across this very earth right now, people are listening from Canada to Argentina. People are listening from Russia all the way to Rwanda. People are listening in Australia. They are listening in Austria. People are listening to us in Japan. Right across the face of the earth, men, women, and children are listening to Radio Biafra. Once again, this is a live program, not recorded. This is live and coming to you straight from Biafra land this very morning. Today is Wednesday, the morning of the 28th day of January 2015. That is to confirm that we are live and this is Radio Biafra. We promise to do this very work, and that is exactly what we are going to do. If you are joining us for the very first time, please understand that you are now listening to this very gospel that will usher in Biafra in truth and honesty from the only platform, the only people that actually matter in this very effort, the only people that matter in this very endeavor, and that is the indigenous people of Biafra. That is our name, IPOB, indigenous people of Biafra. We have nothing to do with Owasrike. We recognize the effort and the sacrifice of those that are in Masop. And if they wish to embrace Biafra in truth and honesty, we will acknowledge them. We will accommodate them. We don't want anything to do with people who lie, who deceive, and who cheat, who kidnap our people, who kill our people. We are here to kill Hausa Fulani and everybody who will stand in our path. Our war is not against the defenseless, those of them who are being ground into the ground already by Hausa Fulani cattle herders. We are not interested in molesting people who are already being raped by Hausa Fulani men with AK-47 assault rifles. We are not about to disenfranchise those who are already feeding from the dustbin. If you go to Aba, you see people picking food from the dustbin. If you go to Anisha, the same thing. There is poverty, there is deprivation, there is pain, there is anger, there is hunger everywhere. We are here to arrest all those problems. We are here to usher in Biafra. We are here to ensure that this Biafra comes in truth and honesty. We are going to do so knowing fully well that Chukwu Abiama, the only entity worthy of worship, is behind us, is in front of us, is on top of us, is to our left and to our right, because without Chukwu Abiama, we cannot be here. Therefore, we offer every praise and every adoration, every prayer at our disposal, everything that we are, we offer it unremittingly to the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, that His will may be done in our lives. Kuche Chineke na wike mezwo. We have not come by our own strength. We have come by the strength of the Most High God who lives in heaven, Chukwu Abiama, who gave this very land to our ancestors. When He was giving us this land, He never said that we must be ruled by Hausa Fulani Alakoba. When this land was being given to our ancestors, Chukwu Abiama never said that Yorubas living in Sagamu will be able to come here to own a piece of a natural resource that belongs to His children. Chukwu Abiama, the all-knowing God, the ever-living God, the magnificent, the most holy, the most entity worthy of worship, we kneel, we bow, we offer praise, we offer everything that we are, that in the end, nobody will know who we are. Heaven forbid that. That all honor and glory may go to your name, because you are God. Chukwu Abiama, you will accept our praise very graciously this morning. You will guide and protect all your children. You will allow your spoken word to come to pass, because you don't fail. You are not man. Man will fail. Indeed, they will fail you, but you are God. You will never fail. That is why we call upon your holy name. That is why we make it abundantly clear that you are God and nobody, no single human being, no single creation, nothing else born of a woman can even be compared to your spoken word, talk less of your grace, your beauty, and your immense holiness. This is Radio Biafra. Chukwu Abiyama is with us. Even heaven is listening. Therefore, right across the face of this very planet, men, women, and children are listening. People want to be part of this very effort. They wish to participate. They wish to belong. They wish to be part of this very unstoppable momentum being piloted by Radio Biafra on behalf of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world in pursuit of this glorious outcome that in the end we may live in this very land and rejoice, develop it and civilize it in a manner that is befitting of those of them answering to human beings. Because right now, people are mere monkeys, they are mere baboons, they are mere apes. Why? Because they inhabit the same piece of territory as those of them that they call Nigerians. Those that we despise, my hatred for the zoo called Nigeria is pathological. Therefore, we must do what is right before heaven and this very earth. Therefore, I must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Radio Biafra is listened to from the east to the west of the world, from the north to the south. We are the largest indigenous broadcaster in the whole world, bar none. There is nowhere on this earth where indigenous people are living that have the same media reach as we do. They do not exist. That is why our enemies have finished. They don't exist. They do not exist. Today, I told you the reason why I hate Igbo, IGBO. Not the people in it. There is something satanic about the name. That is why there is no progress. That is why anything that you associate with Igbo, that thing eventually crumbles. People get upset. They get angry. They say, why? I said, look at yourself. Where are you? Where is your Hanese Akikenga? All the people, everything that has Igbo attached to it, IGBO, Hanema Fuma. Have you asked yourself why? Every Igbo meeting around the world is divided into two. Have you asked yourself why? Anytime Igbo people are gathered together, one person must break away. Have you asked yourself why? The devil is inside you people. If you don't know, let me tell you. You have a spiritual problem. There is devil inside most of you. Not all of you are hastening to add. A majority of you, you people are harboring the seeds of destruction from the entity of darkness and hell. Some of you came bearing Igbo names, but here we will cure you of that disease. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth all the time. We don't give a damn if you're happy, if you're upset. It doesn't matter to me. Are we speaking the truth? That is the problem. And the question is yes. Radio Biafra speaks the truth. You may not like it and we don't give a toss. After all, can you buy us weapons to go to war? The answer is no. All you can do is to sit by the side because you're an Igbo person. Your brain will be removed from your head and cleansed and sanctified and put back inside your brain. Some of you are possessed by Ekwensu. The devil is inside all of you. That is why every little thing you want to break away, I want to break away, I want to form my own, I want to be like him, I want to be like her. Look at all of you people, as useless and as hopeless as you are. That is why today an abomination has happened here in Igbo land, in Biafra land. Ohanaeze office is under attack. Do you know that? Because they are quarreling. You can bomb Ohanaeze office, but you cannot go and bomb Awasa office. Igbo people, when I tell you something, you believe me. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. You may not like it. You may be very bitter. It will be paining you, but eventually, it is the truth. It is the truth. The answer is yes. We are speaking the truth. So it doesn't really matter to us how you feel or what you think. It is immaterial. It is inconsequential. It doesn't matter. We are speaking the truth. That is the mark of a coward. It is the mark of a coward. You go to Lagos and Omonile will embarrass you. Abure will slap you. You come to your village and you start troubling your village. Because you have an 8-year-old Mercedes car. And you have an 8-bedroom bungalow. You are a coward. You are a wretched coward. You are there. They are stealing your oil, stealing your women, stealing your daughters, impoverishing everybody. People are dying all over the place. You cannot say anything. Anytime you hear Biafra, you develop sense. Your brain will begin to grow. You begin to debate and to argue. But Malam Nidina Negi, you cannot say anything. Aboki is raping your mother. You cannot talk. But when it comes to your own kind, you develop strength and claws. Reminds me of Wazurike Onyoshi. A vagabond. You can kidnap people in Biafra land. But Hausa, you cannot kidnap, can you?
Yeah. Of course not.
That tells you all you need to know about these people. And as I said, we'll cure them. We'll cure them. You have evil spirit inside you. Go and cleanse yourself. Go and kneel before Chukwu Abiama. Not before your useless arose. Anything made with hand is idol. If you don't know, let me tell you. That is the meaning of it. Anything you make with your hand to say, I want to worship God through this, it can be a picture, it can be a statue. That thing is arose kobo. That is why you are suffering. You left the true God and started worshipping rubbish, pictures, and images. And you want Chukwu Abiama to bless you. No. He created you to worship him. You worship something else and you're finished. That is why you are suffering. That is why they take your children. That is why they make you suffer. That is why you cannot travel to Lagos without thinking, oh God, am I going to die on the road today? Do you know why that is happening to you? Because people are idol worshippers. But Chukwu Abiama, here we are. Your children in IPOB, we have come before you to say, please forgive these people. These Igbo people, they don't know what they're doing. Ejo is alive and awake. Urobo is alive and awake. Ishekiri did something. Even Anioma, part of your Igbo land, is awake. Ibibio is awake. Efik is awake. The only people sleepwalking into destruction is Igbo. Why is that? Chukwu Abiama, Menendi Ebereni, Hinahadi Belibe. We ask you to please, don't judge them very harshly. Remember their parents. Remember their forebears. Remember their grandparents. Remember those that praised you. Those that got up in the morning and looked up to the heaven and this very earth and said their hands are clean. Remember them, and for their sake, please have mercy upon us. Chukwu Abiama, you asked us to come. You will not allow shame to befall us. I say it openly. Had heaven not called me to come, I would not come. They deceive themselves, they kill each other, they cannot kill the enemy. But they specialize in killing themselves. I don't like it. Chukwu Abiama, you asked us to come to preach this gospel the way we are doing. You will not allow shame to befall us. You asked us to come, and this land is yours. We want to bring it back from Satan and darkness and give it back to you once again. You will fulfill your promise. Your words will come to pass because you are only you is worthy of worship. Please, for our sake, have mercy on some of these idiots that bear Igbo names. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I will tell you the truth. You may not like it. I am the director of Radio Biafra. I can only do this work by the grace of heaven, not by man. I am not a trained journalist. I am an economist, a political economist. I never went for training for one day to do what I do. Uche Befo is an aspiring lawyer in England. He is not an engineer. But Chukwu Abiama gave him something to do and he did it. For that, I will always respect him. Once you have brought out yourself, you will put on one in even more Jehovah and once you come out to worship Chukwu Abiama, you don't have any problem. In truth and honesty. In truth and honesty. You will have no problem. Our lines will open this morning, as usual. We are on 081-686-13291. I repeat, +234-816-861-3291. If you're calling us from outside this, I don't know, this is not a hellhole. This is Hades, outside Hades, which is the zoo called Nigeria. The number is +234 08059091137. I repeat, 08059091137. That is our number. We are also on Radio Biafra Universal number, which is +44783130837. I repeat, +44783130837. That is the number you can get us on Tango and on Viber. We are on Tango, we are on Viber, on that same number, +44783130837. If you want anything else, please listen very carefully and take down this number. If you want to know who your coordinator is in Biafra land, if you want to know how you can support us, if you have pump action, if you have a single barrel, if you have a double barrel, if you have guns, anything you can give us to defend this land with, because Boko Haram is coming. The number to call is 080-359-86251. I repeat, please, listen very, very carefully. You must take down this number. Don't call any of our other numbers to say, who is my coordinator? This is the number. If you want to start a family anywhere, this is the number to call. That number is 080-359-86251. That is the number to call. That is the number to call. If you wish to find out anything, you cannot ask us live on air. You call that number and they will give the information to you. We are doing the best we can. Some of you have just been talking. You have not supported us, but we are still moving ahead. Some of you think that this is a joke, that is not possible. But we'll go forward this year and we'll march. We do all we are doing for 2015. This year is the year we are going to march. We don't march this year, we forget about it. This is Radio Biafra. But attending a hearing, tell your friends and your family, tell them Radio Biafra is on. Tell them how you are listening to it. Go and call them to come into your living room. Call them to come to your bedroom. Wherever you are listening, ask them to come and participate in this glory this very morning. Because here on this platform, we worship Chukwu Abiama. Here we worship. Oh, my dear Lord God, have mercy. We worship you on Radio Biafra. In truth and honesty. The answer is, we don't lie. If I tell you the truth, what will you do to me? Nothing. We don't lie here. Some of you are liars. That is why you think. That is the thing about that Igbo brain, I'm telling you, that needs to be cut out and destroyed. Because an Igbo man is a rogue, he thinks everybody is a rogue. No, it's only Yogo and Wonyosh, not everybody else. We don't lie on Radio Biafra. We don't cheat. We don't prevaricate. We don't retreat. We do not surrender. That is why we are incorruptible. We don't know corruption. How much can you give me to gain the kingdom of heaven? Don't you know that this is the kingdom of heaven you can see on this earth? That Biafra is the kingdom of heaven. Don't you know that? Umuanigwe is an Igbo word meaning the children of the kingdom of heaven. Here in Enugu State, you have it. So what is your problem? Why would I abandon that to go and be boy to Alakoba? You must be mad. What we are pursuing, money cannot buy it. It is called immortality. So that Chukwu Abiama can be glorified. That is all. So that you will know who God, his name, not the nonsense you call him. He is Chukwu Abiama. Come close to him and you know him. That's the meaning of his name. Abiama, come close to him. You know who he is. That is our God. The only true living God, the same God that Abraham worshipped. That is the God we worship. This is Radio Biafra. I must therefore at this very moment proceed. The thing I love about some people is I never believed I can speak about this man in this way. But the thing about this very fact is that I love people that speak the truth without fear. That is why for the very first time I can announce to the whole world that I actually like Asare Dokubo. Because I like people who speak the truth. If what is being reported is correct, I like him for saying such a thing. It doesn't stop him from supporting Jonathan. it doesn't stop us here from working for the survival of Igbo people as part of Biafra, because I fight for Biafra, I don't fight for Igbo people. Igbo happens to be part of Biafra, so I will fight for them. I can castigate them, I can tell them the truth very painfully, but it wouldn't stop me from fighting for them. The same thing with Asaida Kobo. He can be angry with Jonathan. As he's saying, I am angry with Jonathan, says Dokobo. It doesn't stop him from supporting Jonathan as his kinsman. But when somebody's doing something wrong, you still have to tell them, you are imbecilic. Today, I respect him in a manner I have never done before, because he speaks the truth. When he goes after WhatsApp people, he's saying the right thing. When he goes against his own kind, Jonathan, he's saying the right thing. That is how you know a man. Not, oh yes, praise singer. After praising, they go behind your back and they stab you. That's where we are today. Some people who claim they are genuine Biafrans, they cannot contribute to the defense of their country. And they say they are men. Oh God, sense indeed. My God in heaven. No wonder. No wonder even Ikwere rejected you. Now you can see the reason why. There is a sense that you do Ndibo that gets people upset. It's upsetting. Because people can see what you're doing. Asaida Kobo is saying that he's angry with Jonathan. I am angry with Jonathan, says Dr. Kobo. And of course, this news is correct because we verified it. Bomb explosion destroys Ohanaeze Secretariat in Enugu. Typically Igbo people. They will not go and fight Hausa, you see. But bomb has destroyed Ohanaeze headquarters secretariat in Enugu. Do you see why I say I hate Igbo? You don't understand it, do you? Bomb explosion destroys Ohanaeze in Enugu secretariat. Now you understand. Can you see what we are saying? This is what happens when you begin to eat your own flesh. This is what happens to you. You invite the jackals to devour you. Men without shame, without honor. I told you, Ohanaeze is finished. Today, they now know how serious people are. Ohanaeze Secretariat blown up. They are going to perish. They will die, all of them, one after the other. All you thieves overrun Lagos police station, looting its armory and killing two policemen. The disintegration has begun. People are preparing themselves, arming themselves. If you go there, maybe it is, they must have killed an Igbo police person there. You will understand what the class of 67 to 70 went through to defend you. Because of your brain and your sense. If you come here, I won't come out. I'm telling you, I will not talk to anybody. I will say, go and listen to Radio Biafra. What is stopping you from listening to Radio Biafra? You have satellite. You have transistor radio. You can afford data in your mobile phone or your iPad. When you were hearing about Biafra, what did you do? I told Ohanaeze, and today, people play with what I say. They play with my words when I say it. Some people are foolish. You think because I'm an Amdekano, I'm not a Yewola Bade, you will not listen to me. Anything I tell you comes to pass. Today, Ohanaeze is crying. They know they are hunted men. A bomb have just torn through Ohanaeze Secretariat. Oh my God in heaven. People don't understand. You don't hear. You don't listen. Until it's too late. And then he starts crying. Oh, had I known. That time I would tell you. Lekwanya Rasiam. You think you have sense. You think you're clever. You know more than other people. They thought they were clever. They were peddling rumors and lies. About us on Radio Biafra. About me in particular. That they have embezzled the funds meant for our defense fund. Ask them our funds. Yesterday, I've disgraced all of you. All you can manage is 51,000 euros. I have received more than that from one single person to build radio stations around here. To propagate our signal. Defense fund one. 51,000 euros. Go and keep lying. I said it is your duty to lie, all of you who are liars, and I will keep, I give you time to build up the lie. You build it, I just puncture it with the truth. And it becomes nothing. You'll be seen as a fool. People claim they are Biafrans. To tell you what to do. That is your problem. Somebody with Awosa blood or Bronya Awosa Nimia. Confirmed, I'm not. I don't tell you what I don't. I said I don't lie. Oh, but if I'm on radio Biafra, you know what that means. This is a temple, it's a tabernacle. This is an altar where Chukwu Abiyama is worshipped. You don't lie on this altar. You don't do it. Some of you bearing Igbo names, born by Awosa blood, or by Awosa nunu nime, you take the secrets of IPOB to sell to Nigerian police. You became a police informant. You attach yourself to Biafra so that you can become relevant, and then you start selling information to Nigerian police. I feel sorry for some of you. I feel very sorry for some of you. Cholera kills 8 people in Anambra. This is only the beginning. Cholera. When this same cholera will enter Aba, Osaga Aba, people will run away from Aba because it's coming. Aba is too dirty. Aba is filthy. Very, very dirty it is. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct from Biafra land this very morning of the 28th day of January 2015. The time here now is 27 minutes to 9 a.m. in the morning. That is to tell you that this is live and not a recorded program. The only way you can know it is a replay is when the time is out of sync. If you look at your time and it doesn't correspond with the time that is being announced, then you know that you are listening to a replay. But as long as where you are right now, that it is 26 minutes to the top of the hour, then that's how you know we are live and direct. And when our lines open, you can call Radio Biafra. We are on all these lines as usual. 081-686-13291. 080-590-98137. We are also on Tango and Viber plus 44783-130-8376. This is Radio Biafra. Cholera! Pito. What is Pito B started again? Is it, not Achuros? What is it? Aguata. Well, I don't know. They called the idiot. In this day and age, cholera are killing people. Last night I told you about water killing people, dirty water killing people more than Boko Haram. Dirty water. Where do you think you get cholera from? Because you dig your borehole, don't you? And then you sink borehole beside pit toilet and you want to survive. You think nature is stupid? No. You drink contaminated water and you die off. 6 of them dead. There's some are saying it's 8. Cybercrime increasing fast in Nigeria because everybody is a criminal in Nigeria. Why won't it increase? Cybercrime will increase because all of you, from Jonathan to the last person, criminals you are. You lie to yourselves. You troop into church every Sunday. Deceiving yourselves and not heaven. If you take Biafran's secret, you sell to Nigerian police. You come in on Sunday and you want to go to church. If you go and lie, knowing fully well you're lying about our defense fund. You on Sunday, you go to Yoruba church to go and pray. Not just you, all your families will disappear. You just watch and see. All of you keep lying and we keep exposing you. Cybercrime increasing fast in the zoo called Nigeria, according to the authorities. Anambra State government adjusts civil servant salary by 15%. Civil servant salary is being cut in Anambra. I told you there is no money. But you will not listen because some of you are Igbo people. It doesn't sink into your brain that the zoo is disintegrating. There is no money. You can open Shagin Hekukunugotia. Satan inside you cannot allow you to comprehend the truth. Because Satan has gone inside you, the light has gone out. You can no longer see clearly. You can't see clearly. Indeed, you cannot see clearly. In Anambra State, they are cutting their salary by 15%. Why are you cutting their salary? Why don't you take what P2B is making from Orient Oil and complete it and pay them? Benue State is going to borrow money to pay. People don't understand. The people are no longer buying crude oil. I want to explain. I don't know how to explain it so you will understand it. People are no longer buying crude oil from Nigeria. You're not listening. Because of that, the only way through which Nigeria makes money is dwindling fast. Oil is selling at less than $40 per barrel. There is no money. People are not... Oh, my God. People cannot be paid. Somebody is on 17,000 every blessed year for being a gate man or guard somewhere. Now they're going to cut it. That same money. Yet, the value of Naira is falling. I don't know, you know, some of you said you studied economics, but you don't know. They can't explain it to you properly, only on Radio Biafra. You have 17,000. Because of the devaluation of the Naira, that 17,000 can only buy you what 15,000 Naira could have bought you, say, 4 months ago. On top of that, it is being cut again. So, 4 months ago, you had 17 Naira. Today, you have effectively 13,000 Naira. And you have children to feed. And they are going to starve. But what I'm saying to you is that you can do something about it. The fate you have is in your own hands. You can change it. Why should Willie Obiano cut salary by 15%? Willie Obiano, have you cut your own salary? All the deals people are making, have you cut it? The answer is no. Reminds me of Rocha Sokrocha in Imo State. He went to Islamic Bank and borrowed money and he's building roundabout and people are clapping. You know, our people are not educated, honestly speaking. When Islam comes calling for their money, you know what will happen to you. I think they have taken over your hospitals, haven't they? Dr. Shuaibu and his friends. But what do you know? You are Igbo. You are doing sense. I couldn't name a sense. I have sense. I'm an Igbo man. I'm doing sense. Oh, leave them. Today, Ohaneze Secretariat has gone up. If Ohaneze had done what I told him, I told him, you people don't know what is coming. Look, you people run away from here. You don't know what is coming to you. So they don't know what is coming to them. Today, Ohaneze Secretariat has gone up in explosion. Boko Haram planning major attack on Maiduguri. Boko Haram is planning major attack on Maiduguri, but some of you will not listen, will you? I love what they're doing. At least they're fighting for something they believe in. Our own is sense. We have sense. Ndibo na sense. We are sensible people. We are smart. We can outsmart you, you know. Clever man died and was buried in a stupid man's pit toilet. Not even backyard. That is an Igbo man for you. Immigration arrest 600 illegal immigrants in Anambra. 600 illegal immigrants in Anambra arrested. Why are you arresting them? Do you know how many people from Anambra who are all over the world without papers? Do you know that this is Biafra? Unless they are Boko Haram, Hausa, Fulani, you allow people to stay here. We are hospitable to people. If they have come here to live and to survive, you must allow them. We are Biafra. Come and join. Allow people to stay here. That is the way we allowed idiots to come in the first place. You must allow people to stay here. This is Biafra. We don't chase people away. We are not like callous, heartless, cold, white people that round up foreigners and detain them and send them home. That is not proper. That is not proper. We don't deport people in Biafra land. Anybody who likes this land, you are welcome to come. Unless you are Lakoba, in which case you cannot come here. Because you will not have any mosque in Biafra land. We continue. Students' head cut open during clash between APC and PDP members in Ekiti State. People are being dismembered. Why? Because of politics. Why are they fighting? Because politics is being played by monkeys who don't understand that politics is a sport. You will lose someday, some days you win. People say you insult black people. I don't want to listen to Radio Biafra. The way, are you not an idiot? Tell me where in the world you're having politics, vote for me or vote for somebody else, and you're using machete to cut the heads of people open. Where else, apart from the zoo, apart from Black Africa? Where else, I ask you? Post-election violence. Killing. Where else, if not this place? That is why I say you're not a human being. You can't reason properly. How can you be fighting? You and I, we went to Ochanja Market to go and convince people to either support one thing or the other. And you've been defeated in the argument. You pick up knife to kill somebody because you lost an argument. That means you're a vagabond. You're foolish. You are beneath contempt. That is why I said that black people in Africa are daft, because they don't understand that politics is a battle of ideas. You are in a beer parlor drinking, and you brought out an argument about something, and somebody defeated you. You smashed the bottle and you cut their head open. Are you a human being? You're an animal. So that is why I said that black people are fools. They're animals. If you don't like it, you change. Simple. Like, do you think we're going to change? If they don't say something I like, I will not support them. Come on, go get away from here and go and keep your money. Who's interested in you and your support? Before we got to where we are today, was it your support? We don't give a damn. We are marching forward and doing what we are doing. If you like, you support. If you like, you don't. It doesn't matter. But as a former said, I'm in Biafra land preaching. I am in Biafra, in case you think, it is Radio Biafra. They are based in London. No, I am in Biafra land preaching this very gospel. All of you who can but refuse to pay, go to Kosovo. All of you will pay eventually. You will pay eventually. Oh, my dear Lord God. You will be the legal immigrant. You'll be rounded up and deported from where you're coming from. You watch and see what will happen to you. You think you're smart. Igbo sense. We continue this morning. Now the news in greater detail before we go on to open our lines. I am angry with Jonathan, says Asare Dokobo. Alhaji Mujahid Dokobo Asare, ex-militant leader of Niger Delta Volunteer Force, is angry. He sees Nigeria as a huge construction that is bound to collapse. That is why I like him, of course. He's an avid listener of Radio Biafra. In 2009, he listened to reason. That is why I like him. He is reasonable. He listens to reason. In 2009, I asked him a question. I said to him, can you show me somebody from Ijaw that an Igbo man has ever killed before? You say you are not Igbo. Did we conquer you? After that very gospel we preached, he didn't take up to about, I think it was less than 3 months. He announced it, that we are all one people. That is why I believe in Biafra very much. Because our people, most of them are reasonable. Most of them are reasonable, like those I addressed yesterday. They are very, if you explain something to them, their brain catches, they understand it. The way he understood it, the logic, the reason, the argument, led me to believe that indeed he's a Biafran. Not those who are foolish. He sees the zoo as a big contraption that is bound to collapse. For him, his greatest desire is to see the country break up, even as he urges the South and the Middle Belt to rise up and confront those, he said, have an unhidden mission to conquer and dominate everywhere. A glimpse. So for them, according to him, their grip on power, their intention for which they left Guinea, spreading death and destruction, destroying Bog, destroying Kanembono, destroying Kwarakara, is it? Kwara Rafa, destroying the Oyo Empire, destroying the Gwagis, destroying the Katavs, destroying all civilizations on their way to take power is fading. They know that it will not last forever. At least he has gone further to research. Because Fulani people are not from here. All the problems in Nigeria today is caused by only one group of people, Fulani people. Yorubas cannot do anything because they are cowards. They cannot fight. Amala. And they eat and they go to sleep. Yoruba, and they do their, if you give them pen and paper to do their forgery and amala, they are okay. If you allow them small fraud, you know, Yoruba cannot do without fraud and forgery. That was how Abiola became a rich man, by forgery. Ask them, they will tell you. Don't they know that? They know it is the truth. Abiola became a billionaire through forgery. And Wolowo became a billionaire by thinking, outsmarting Zeke. You know, Zeke came with an Igbo man sense and they outsmarted him. Because in the end, the Igbo people always lose. After doing all of that sense, eventually they lose. Awo outsmarted him. Fulani people came here. Awosa people were very hopeless. Awosa helped Fulani people to conquer themselves. Awosa people had saboteurs. The same way that Igbo people today, they were replete with saboteurs. Awosa had it then. The Habe monarchies fell. And Fulani took over. Fulani took over Awosa people. And from that day, things has never been the same again. Do you know that there is nowhere that Fulani Awosa people are in charge of power that that place is moving forward? Look at Ghana today. An Awosa man, he even changed his name. He said he's a Christian now. John Mahama. And Ghana is moving backwards. No more electricity in Accra. There is power cut now in Accra. Inflation has come back again the way it was before. typical Awosa Fulani, Boko Haram Islam. At least Dr. Boy is speaking the truth. Who wouldn't be upset with Jonathan? That Jonathan cannot see the handwriting on the wall. He cannot see it. He cannot comprehend. He cannot understand it. Nigeria, as a prophet who saw what many did not see. No, Ojukwu is that very person. Before Gideon Oka, there was Dim Chukwuemeka or Dimegwu Ojukwu. The only thing is that Igbo people again advised him to go back to Nigerian politics. That is the only problem we have. He should have stayed outside of politics. Gideon Oka tried to do the same, but Gideon Oka should have, he would have brought Yoruba into his version of Nigeria. And that is not good enough. I want nothing to do with Yoruba people. If you want to stay with them, go and stay with them. Nobody's stopping you. But me and Yoruba in one country, you must be mad. They will even forge the national currency. You know, there are experts at Oluwole, a forgery, to forge certificate. They will say, oh, you know the way they boast. Oh, I went to school in Canada. I went to school in Mexico. Otawuhunes is all lies. Forge certificates at Oluwole. I don't want to be in the same country with them. He speaks more on Obasanjo ahead of the general election next month, which are yet... What are your basic fears? He said, normally elections are special when a northern candidate, a Gambari candidate is involved. Gambari. He does his research very, very well. They believe that they will resort to violence. Reports of violence have been coming in Kaduna, where somebody driving the president's branded bus was beaten to the point of coma. A couple of days ago, a bus was burnt in Jos. A branded bus of the president was burnt in Jos North. The arsonists were chanting Haram. Munafike. It's all recorded. These are the things that will trigger retaliation in Rivers State today. APC Secretariat in Okere Kalu government area has been bombed, according to reports. And America is talking about keeping Nigeria as one. Anyway, America has the aim of reducing world population by 1 billion. They said there are too many people in the world and too many black people, for that matter, in the world. So they want to reduce the population of the non-Caucasian race by 1 billion to maintain the equilibrium, the balance. And they noticed that Sierra Leone is the fastest growing population in Africa, and that was why they brought Ebola to Sierra Leone. Most of you don't know that Ebola is like any product in America. It was patented. It was registered with American government. Somebody developed Ebola and said to American government, give me the license only to produce death. And America gave it to him. But you don't know this, do you? Ebola was manufactured to reduce population. Now they are allowing polluting your oil will even be more easier. We continue. Bomb explosion destroys Ohanaeze Secretariat in Enugu. There is heightened tension in Enugu following a bomb explosion at the national headquarters of the Apex. They are not Apex. These are a bunch of old fools and criminals in the ocean. Ohanaeze are full of criminals. They're okay, Sona Banyanaji. Men without shame and honor. All of them. I said all of them. Look at them. Your daughters are selling their babies. Don't you know that? Ohanaeze, and they are thrown and they believe it. The businesses belonging to your sons and daughters are being burnt. You can't say anything. All you're interested in is, that check from Mr. President, has it come in? Okwahaneza one. Ndiyoshi. Because they can afford newspaper column. Every time four of them will gang up together, they will call an editor of a newspaper. Oh, I have interview. Come and take your 200,000 naira. They will come. They will write about them. You think they're important. They are not important. They are irrelevant. Absolutely irrelevant. And should not be counted in at all, at all, at all. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. There is heightened tension in Enugu following a bomb explosion at the national headquarters of the Apex Igbo Social Cultural Organization. A source has told a newspaper that the site development, which occurred at number 7 Park Avenue, Jerry Enugu, destroyed parts of the building and some infrastructure. It was further gathered that the explosion caused a fire outbreak, but it was swiftly put out, and that the devastation affected parts of the main hall of Ohanaeze Secretariat, where major meetings of the body are held. Although no life was lost, close sources reported that the impact of the explosion shook the entire vicinity. Many people have attributed the explosion to the recent leadership crisis, which has pitched the N-word, a Gariwe-led leadership, against Elders Council of Ohanaeze, led by Elder Statesman Mbasuli Kamechi. You know, indeed, Igbo people, you have a disease. None of you can see good thing and stay with it. You always want to break away. You want to be like that person. Ohanaeze is split into two. And now they are bombing themselves. But two of them cannot stand up in front of Onyawasa and say anything, you know. But when it comes to your own brother, you want to kill him, you want to bomb him to death. But against Awasa, carrying rifles, killing, raping your women, you can't do anything. That is that Igbo disease I said will cure. I think I go on, forget about them, we'll cure them of this disease. This is typical Igbo behavior. They are not. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. I am sure you can all hear me, please. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are presenting the news this very morning, live from Biafra land, on this day, the 28th day of January, in the year of our Lord, 2015. On a morning, we are reporting an explosion at Ohanaeze headquarters in Enugu. And it's rather very, very unfortunate. They are fighting for leadership. Enwo and Gariwe and Mbasuli Kamechi, they are fighting. Two of them cannot fight Hausa, you know. They cannot sit down together and say, how do we fight Hausa? How do we make life better for Igbo people? No. It's to fight themselves to see who will represent APC or PDP. That is the problem because of election. Because any day Ohanaeze comes out to say, we have now declared for PDP, the person will get money. If they say, we have now declared for APC, that person will get money. That is why they are there doing what they are doing. And as they're doing that, Okorocha is busy Islamizing the whole of Imo State. Very, very sad indeed. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. What can we do? Oil thieves overrun Lagos police station, looting its armory and killing two policemen. Oil thieves in the Owutu area of Ikorodu in Lagos State caused pandemonium in the area recently, when they overran the local police station, killing two policemen and injuring several others in the process, in what was a daring raid associated with the Niger Delta and the northeast, where Boko Haram holds sway, the armed bandits numbering over 50 attacked using commercial vehicles and motorcycles. They were said to have overpowered the policemen, killing two of them in sporadic gunshots, and then proceeded to loot the station's armory. They had originally attacked the station to release some of the arrested gang members, but a battle ensued when they encountered resistance from the policemen. They mounted another attack yesterday, and according to police spokesman Kenneth Musu, many of them who were shot escaped with bullet wounds, but they looted the armory. So where were you shooting at them? I told you this place is broken. This place is falling to pieces, and the sooner we strike, the better for everybody. 8 persons have been confirmed dead in Anambra West local government area of Anambra State following an outbreak of cholera in the area. State Commissioner for Health, Dr. Josephat Akabuike, who confirmed the casualty figure yesterday while taking delivery of drugs and equipment donated to the state government by a Lagos-based pharmaceutical company, said there were 25 other cases currently being managed by a team of health workers. According to him, some medical doctors have also been drafted to the affected communities to control further spread of the infection. He also said the state government had directed immediate sinking of boreholes in the affected communities to provide people with potable water, but that is the problem. It was the pure water they drank before that made them sick. Now they want to drill more boreholes. Is that when you travel abroad to go and loot money, to go and dump the money in your problem, do you drink water from borehole? The answer is no. You drink water from the tap. So why can't you make potable water distribution a priority? They will not do it because they are busy stealing. They will not do it because you are doing Igbo sense. So they want to kill you off. After all, like, we want Igbo sense. The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, yesterday raised the alarm over increasing rate of cybercrime in the zoo called Nigeria, advising people to be wary of the menace. Head of operations of the commission in the Southeast Zone, Mr. David Iloya Nome, raised the alarm yesterday during a media chat with journalists on the activities of the commission last year. This very man, who is the head of EFCC, advised people to be wary of unsolicited emails, adding that opening unsolicited emails could reveal vital information to criminals. He further disclosed that cybercrime was fast overtaking conventional crimes like kidnapping, armed robbery, among others, assuring that the commission was fully committed to fighting this ugly... No, you were created to fight the likes of Obasanjo that stole money, Atiku, Babangida, Buhari. Have you arrested any of them? The answer is no. You are now... The zoo. You have now come from fighting serious crime to looking at petty cybercrime. What is the work of the police? What is the job? What is the work of the police? I ask you. You will not tell us, will you? Because you don't even know. And they are within law enforcement agency. This place is very hot, for goodness sake. Can they try and do something about it? The Anambra State Executive Council has approved the adjustment in salary of all civil servants in the state by 15% with effect from January 2015. According to a release signed by the State Commissioner for Information, Culture and Tourism Chief Tony Onyema, the decision is in fulfillment of the promise made by Willow Biano shortly after assumption of office to the civil servants. Fleeing residents of Monguno, another Borno State town that was seized by Boko Haram terrorists on Saturday, have said that the insurgents are planning to attack towns and villages around Maiduguri before launching a major offensive against the capital city. One of the fleeing residents and a refugee, Aisha Bamalum. Aisha Bamalum stated this when she arrived in Maiduguri yesterday. Aisha, mother of three children, managed to arrive in Maiduguri after running in the bush for 2 days. Aisha and other refugees informed leadership at the outskirts of Maiduguri along Monguno Road that the Boko Haram terrorists would only spare aged men and women and kill males ranging between the ages of 45 and 15, while girls that attain the age of puberty would be forcefully taken away as their wife. When they were shooting at us, according to this woman called Aisha, and killing people in Monguno, they told us to inform our husbands that they were only fleeing to their big grave called Maiduguri. And by the time they forced all of us into the city, they said they would then attack the town en masse, which is what they are going to do. And what will you do about it? You will die there. I love their strategy, though. I thought they didn't have any brain, but they are doing something about it, which is very good. There was apprehension in Anambra State Command of Nigerian Immigration Service after the command arrested over 150 illegal immigrants who have no resident permit or ECOWAS traveling certificate. This is the problem. Do you know there are Igbo people from Anambra who are in Ghana, in Togo, in Benin Republic without papers? Why are we behaving like this? If they do this thing to us in Thailand, we complain. They do this thing to us in China, we complain. Do you know that in Igbo, Anambra people are doing the same thing? I wouldn't say Anambra people. No, not at all. Nigerian Immigration Service. Why don't you go and do this thing in Sokoto, where people from Niger Republic are living? Why don't you do the same thing in Kano, where people from Chad are living? Why are you coming to Anambra and behaving in a manner that is inconsistent with our culture and our way of life? We never, ever drive away visitors. It doesn't matter who you are, because we are Biafra, come and join. We never, ever drive people away. Why are you forcing people to leave Anambra? To go back to where? Why are you arresting them? Because you don't have any money. You want to make money. You arrest them. So if they settle you, you leave them. Have you heard of the zoo deporting anybody? Stop harassing people in Anambra. We are not in favor of anybody being harassed or being deported, because our people, Igbo people, Biafran people, are all over the world. Some of them in detention. We don't like it. We should not do the same to people here in our land. We don't detain people. We do not detain our visitors. You don't do that. Regardless of the reason why they came here, you don't detain them. That was why, even as a child, I would say, I never liked it when Ghanaians were deported. I was in Aba when they said Ghana must go. I never liked it. Why are you chasing people away? They were living harmoniously with their neighbors. There was no problem. Why are you chasing people away? If they do the same thing to us abroad, we won't like it. So please, they should stop it. The so-called Nigerian Immigration Service in Anambra. Go and practice that nonsense in Niger State, not in any part of Biafra land. We are civil towards our visitors. It doesn't matter why you can come and work. It doesn't matter. If you can find work, you do it. That is all. As long as you don't engage in criminal activity. A student of the Ekiti State University suffered severe cut on his head during a clash between the APC and the PDP in the state on Saturday, January 24th. While the APC alleged that the clash broke out after the National Vice President, External National Association of Nigerian Students, Tosin Ogunkunade, was arrested by the state police for speaking during his presidential campaign, the state governor, in his defense, said the people arrested were thugs of the APC who wanted to cause trouble in the state. The young man with the cut is now receiving medical attention. Very, very sad. I don't think he will survive. I think he will die. The picture is horrific. That is what they do in the zoo. That is the way they make people here to suffer. Gunmen stormed the Tripoli hotel popular with diplomats and officials on Tuesday in an attack claimed by the Islamic State group, killing at least 9 people, including 5 foreigners, before blowing up themselves. The same thing will happen to EU. We are there to come here to the Mohammedan Emirates of the North to monitor. Boko Haram will come after you. After setting off a car bomb outside the luxury Corinthia hotel in Libya's capital, 3 militants rushed inside and opened fire. Issam Aranas, a security service spokesman, told the AFP the attackers made it to the 24th floor of the hotel, a major hub of diplomatic and government activity, before being surrounded by security forces and detonating explosive belts they were wearing. The dead included 3 Libyan security guards killed in the initial attack, 5 foreigners shot dead by the gunmen, and a hostage who died when the attackers blew themselves up. Nas said that one American, 2 Filipinos, a French citizen, and a South Korean were killed. The nationality of the hostage who died was not immediately known. At least 5 people were also wounded during the assault, including 2 Filipino employees struck by broken glass during the car bomb, he said. That concludes our news this very morning, and our lines are open. I don't know how many people can receive us this morning, but from all indications here, all our signal output is correct. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. This is not a recording. We are live and direct, and the whole world is listening. The whole world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. If you have anything to say, then you must say it. The number to call is 081-686-13291 or +234-81-686-13291. The other number is +234-805-909-8137. I repeat, 080-590-98137. We are on Tango as well. And Viber, the number to reach us there remains +447-83-130-8376. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. I don't know if the people here surrounding me have anything to say. If you do, then you must pick up the microphone and say it, because we are live and our lines are open. And this is Radio Biafra. I don't expect too many people to call Radio Biafra, because after last night's announcement, people will now understand that they are bluffing, essentially. Our lines are open, and you can call us right now immediately, because we are live to the whole world. If you wish to speak, we are also on Skype, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. If you wish to communicate, if you wish to contact us, you are more than welcome to do so. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. I am Iwuala Chibueze. I hail from Antea is in Isi Alongwa North.
Chibueze, I have to come back to you because you are here with us. Please, excuse me. I have to come back to you. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I am going over to the next caller. No, they cannot hear me. Please go ahead, Chibueze. Go ahead. These are people trying to see if the lines are going through. Please go ahead.
Abia State. I really don't have much to say, but I want my friends, those in Holland and the London, who said they do not hear my voice again, that what is happening, have I abandoned the struggle? I want to reassure them that never, ever will I do that. I'm engaged in other works. I have been sent to do for my country. I want to encourage you wherever you are. This struggle has gotten to the stage that you must come in now. There is nothing to say, I want to wait until it's when something happened or when action is being taken place.
It's called Igbo sense. That is how people do their sense.
Exactly. So you are the person who will make the action happen. So stop hiding and come out now to join the struggle. On the other hand, this Igbo something is really terrible. I know that those of you in Lagos whom we met, I and Bright and the Chus and the other people. I and Bright Chimeze Chus and the other people, we met you in Lagos and we evangelized to you. It's no longer a joke. So it is very, very pertinent now that you stop all these shops and all these consumable ideas that you have. You come out and join the struggle. So there is no point saying what will happen to us. And the other one even said that he will run away and go to Benin Republic and
the Anambra are chasing people away. So, but we are planning to travel to other people's country to run away from the impending doom. But in Anambra, we don't do that. Please, if you are close to Nigerian Immigration Service, tell them that in Biafra land, we don't chase away people who come to us. Go ahead.
So I encourage you to come out now and join this struggle so that we'll be able to restore Biafra in no distant time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. That was Chibezi Wala. Thank you very, very much. I have a caller on Skype. I wonder if they can hear me. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype?
Hello?
Yes, please give me your name and where you are. We are live and we are direct. We are in Biafra land. What is your name and where are you?
My name is Chibuzeke Mezie.
Yes,
I'm from Alondi Zog in Biafra land, but presently I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, Director, I have to congratulate you for all you have been doing.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I just recently started listening to Radio Biafra because I don't know what is happening, to be sincere. Well, last week I was able to call I called Radio Biafra and someone picked up and gave me a number I should contact the coordinator here in Malaysia, which I called the number severally. He picked the call and asked, and he said that he will give me information update, which I've been trying to call the number. No one is answering my call. I cannot understand.
Well, where is this happening. And which part of Malaysia are you in?
Kuala Lumpur, precisely.
So
Kuala Lumpur.
You are in Kuala Lumpur. You've been trying to contact people. Okay, that's very good.
So he said he will get back to me since last Sunday. So since then, the number... they gave me a number which I called. And where I'm living in Chelax here, Kuala Lumpur, they said they have a coordinator here, which even the address he gave me before I spoke with him was not even about 15 minutes drive, which I can easily drive there. I said, where can I see you? What do I have to do? Do you understand me? But since then, he never replied back to me, no calls or no update. So fortunately, I tuned in again this morning, and this is live broadcast. And I'm glad you're able to. Please, I don't know if there's any way the person in charge here in Makota Chalas, if the coordinator is listening to me, please, this is, I'm a Biafran, full-born Biafran. Please, I don't know if they're scared of something. They should give me the necessary information, what I have to do. I need to be together with my people.
Wonderful. I will do that. I have your details on Skype, and I will get somebody to inbox you as quickly as possible. I will do so.
Okay. Thank you, Director. Anytime anything happens, please, I want to be informed.
You'll be notified. There's no problem. You'll be notified later this morning. We will tell you. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Give us your name and where you are, please.
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Give me your name and where you are.
My name is Elijah Eze.
Elijah Eze, where are you calling from? Where are you? Turn your system down or walk away from where you are listening to Radio Biafra right now. Walk away from there. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from.
Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm interested in the program you are doing. And there is something you said this morning about curing the evil people, curing our the disease in that people.
Of course, I can go hold
you. I don't
know. I'll cure the evil disease. What are you talking about? Of course, I will. Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? Oh, my goodness me. These people, they are not serious. Why are you waiting to hear your own voice? That is not very good. That is not good at all. That is not good. One bit, not very good. You don't wait to hear your own voice, please. You continue and do this very work. It is fundamentally important that you do so. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. We are in Biafra land spreading this very gospel. And wherever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. And mind you also, please, mind you that we are on Tango. We are on Viber. We are on Skype. Therefore, people must be able to get through. Don't be afraid that you have not contributed to the defense fund. Some of you are Igbo. I expect it from you to say one thing and do another. It's in your nature. I can't kill you, but Biafra is going ahead nonetheless. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Turn your system down or I'll cut you off. Can you hear me? My goodness me. They are not serious, are they? They are not serious. They want to hear their name first before they do. They want to hear their own voice before they do something, and we are not going to have that. This is Radio Biafra and our lines are open. Once again, I will give you the number. The numbers are 081-686-13291. 081-686-13291 or 080-590-98137. This is Radio Biafra. Once I pick your call, you must begin to talk immediately once you hear my voice. Don't wait to get my voice. Come through your listening device before you speak. If you do that, please, I'll cut you off. I don't have time to waste. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. The caller on Skype, on Radio Biafra, on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director. Good afternoon.
Good morning from Biafra land.
Good afternoon from Malaysia. My name is Obudu Stephen Kele. I'm the coordinator of Pichong Zone in Malaysia.
Thank you very much.
Director, I want to commend you for what you are doing for us. We appreciate all you have been doing for us. I want to use this opportunity to remind our brothers here, all the Biafrans living in Pichong, that we are going to have our meeting on Friday this week. Please, we are calling everybody that's...
Tell those with you to stop talking because the world can hear their voice. Ask them not to speak, please. Until if they want to talk, they can speak after you. Ask them not to speak because we can hear their voices on the background. The whole world is listening, please. We must be professional. Go ahead.
Okay, Director. So, I want to remind our brothers that this week is our meeting. If they are coming, please, our monthly bills is very, very important and our defense fund is very, very important now, please. Let them come. Now is the time for us to face this struggle. And I want to use this opportunity to commend our national executive, Obi Anthony, and the rest of them for what they are doing for us. So, Director, one of our brother here want to greet you.
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, don't mind them, please. Don't mind them, please. All right, Bobby Afrans.
Of course, they're on deep, but that is the way they are, please. And never, ever, before you ask somebody to come on the line, please, make sure that person is a Biafran and not an Igbo person. I need only Biafrans here. I don't need Igbo people because Igbo people will betray you, they will fail you, but a genuine Biafran can never do that. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. I have another caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, yes. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good morning, Director.
Good morning.
My name is Chukwuemeka Nneji. I'm from Obala Ezeama in Ngobala, Imo State. I presently reside in Abuja, Director. I sent you a message on Facebook the other day. I'm sure you remember. You replied me to.
I get too many messages. I have friends' requests of over 2,000 I've not responded to because I don't want my friends to be more than 777. Please, I may have forgotten. If it is important, you may have...
Yeah, Director, I told you I want to join the boys in camp as soon as possible.
You have to come back to the village then, please. If you want to join us, come to the village. Come back to the village and then you'll be part of us. Come to the village. Very, very important.
Yeah, Director, I don't want to get to my village direct because I don't want to see the tears in my mother's eyes. She doesn't want me to go, but I've told her what is important to me is that my dad has given me the support I need. And my mom is just there crying. I don't want to see her tears. So if I'm coming once I leave where I am in Abuja, I want to head direct to the camp. I don't want to get to the village.
Do you have a pen and paper with you? The caller on the phone from Indonesia, stay where you are. Do you have a pen and paper? There's a number I will give you to call. Do you have a pen and a paper with you?
Yes, sir.
Take down this number. 080.
Okay, sir.
359.
I got it.
862.
862-51-51.
Call that number. You'll be told what to do. You'll be given the number of the sergeant responsible, and then you'll be recruited into the army. Thank you very much.
Okay, Director, I have one other thing to say.
Say it, then please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I understand how busy you are, Director, but I honestly wish if you could send somebody to my village like I begged you before. My people are just there running around making head on hand, commenting the one naira change is dropping for them. I know we have hardcore Biafrans there. The only thing we need is somebody who will just coordinate them. You understand? Director, if you could send somebody who could talk to my people there, I know we have serious people there who could come out to support this struggle.
Okay, then we shall do so. But call that number and raise all those issues with the person you will speak to. And then we take it on from there.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you, Director. And I you stand too. By.
Thank you very much. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller...
Good morning, Director. Good afternoon from Indonesia.
And good morning from here. This is Radio Biafra. We are live to the whole world, please. Your name and... we know you're calling from Indonesia, please. So your name will suffice.
My Director, my name remains M.A.T. Anusra.
Yes, M.A.T., please go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to give for a good luck for you.
Yes, please, go ahead.
For the world. I don't have much thing to say. I have to comment on the news. The news and the bomb that an alien bush's office at when I heard the headline news, I jumped and I say to Chukwu Abiyama for everything that you do. And when you're reading the news, listening so that I'll hear when you somebody even escaped from the bomb. Nearly I found out that many of them escaped. This one is just an example. Will come in a near time. They, all of them call from 80 have been pushing and they are one. I guess that's every of we see that we are because they have made so far and make that are there to do for them. And you think you want them to do something for us? They are there. I want to use this opportunity again to announce our meeting Sunday of February 2015 and the 5th of February 2015.
Your line is breaking, my dear brother. Can you call us back, please? Your line is breaking, not very good. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir.
And good morning from Biafra land. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Mba Excellent. I'm calling from Thailand, sir.
From Thailand. Thailand is very, very weak. What is going on in Thailand? Very weak. Very, very weak.
Yeah, we are weak because of what I told you before, but now everything is we have bounced back. I just want to call to tell you that most of our Biafran people who we are caught in the trap, that at least 99% of them is in Biafran land now. So from now henceforth, the few of us that are remaining here stop the struggle from where others stop.
Okay, all right, then. Thank you very much. We'll get organized in Thailand, please, and call us back. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller who happens to be on the other line on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Can you hear me?
Of course I can. This is Radio Biafra. I can hear you. If not, I cannot take your call. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. My name is Ugochukwu Ezeja. But if you can call me by my slave name is Hillary. I'm calling from Malaysia, Director.
From Malaysia, thank you very much. Malaysia, you people have not paid your monthly dues and no defense fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, but we are working on it. Director, I'm calling regarding the brother that called from Malaysia. That's in that he stays in Charas area, that he is not able to locate us where we are having it. Director, I want to drop my number because I'm one of the people in Chawas area. So I want to give a number so that the brother can call me so that we can listen together, and I will let him know the day that we are having meeting so that he can be able to join us.
So you can handle the pressure that will... Hold on, Hillary. You can handle the pressure that will come when you give your number on air because you know Satan is just waiting. Once you release your number, all the forces of darkness will begin to call you. You understand that very well.
Director, anybody that is as strong as me is a real Biafran. Let anybody call me. Nothing is going to happen to me. The person is going to fail woefully.
Please give your number.
Let call me, Director.
Give your number on the air. Yeah, please go ahead and listen.
My number is 0111-6355-320. I repeat, 0111-6355-320. Let that brother call me so that we can always let him know the days that we are having our meeting so that he can always join. I want to say something again for every Biafrans living in Malaysia, mostly Chavas area, Kajang area. You are listening to radio, but you don't want to join us to know where we are having our zonal meeting. Please stop listening only on radio. We are having our meeting in Charas. Call us online so that we can always direct you how to locate us. Any Biafran in Songhailon area, Charas and Kajang, you are eligible to join us on this particular zonal meeting. That is, please stop listening online and listen because we understand that a lot of people are listening only online. Director, one more thing I want to say is about our executive that call themselves executive in our zonal meeting. I don't want to talk about general meeting. There are so many executives we have on our zonal meeting where we are hearing about them that people partaking in our IPOB meeting here in Malaysia is only on general meeting. They don't come to our zonal meeting to help us to build our zonal meeting to be strong. But whenever you go to general meeting, you see those people here, there, bearing name, answering to the name, and claiming to be hardcore Biafrans. But their zones are dying, depreciating. They don't care. They don't come to meeting. They don't even know what is going on. But they are bearing a lot of name. I want to expose them in this medium. You people are not with us. You people are just answering name and letting yours go down. And you should be ashamed of that. Even our monthly dues, we are finding it sometimes difficult to come up with it. But you people are included in our zone. Your names are in our zone. You are executive in general meeting, but you don't partake in our zonal meeting. Shame on you people. I don't want to call anybody by name, but they know themselves. Thank you, Director. I want to wish you well. I thank you for your effort. I thank you for your unrelentless kind of power you have towards this struggle. May Chukwu Abiyama always be with you. Thank you, Director.
And may Chukwu Abiyama also be with you, and thank you very, very much. I have a caller who has been trying since yesterday. I presume he has managed to come through via Tango. The person on Tango, can you hear me? Can you hear me once again? The person calling on Tango, can you hear me? My goodness me. Somebody called and forgot he's called us. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning, Director.
Good morning, and turn down your system, please, if you may. Turn it down. I can hear it. Turn it down and speak to us because the world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. We are live to the whole world this very morning of the 28th of January from Biafra Land.
I can hear you. Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Okay. Okechukwu Chie here. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. My goodness me. I don't know why people are waiting. You don't need to wait. You speak, please. Just speak. I don't need you waiting. There's no need for it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? They're not saying anything. This is the morning of not saying anything. I don't quite understand it, people. It could be the network, actually. It could be the network. Who knows? It could be the network. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? His name is Abraham. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Maybe it's the network. Let us go to the lines here and see those of them who are calling. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? They're not saying anything. Not saying anything at all, at all, at all. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Let us go to see what is happening. It could be the network this morning. You know, we're in the zoo. It could be the network. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director.
Yes, please.
From Indonesia. Good morning from Nigeria.
And good morning. Good morning here. I'm in Biafra Land, not in the zoo. I am in Biafra Land. Please go ahead.
Sorry, let me take out for you very quick. My name is Mekari Micha, I start from Indonesia. You said that my line was breaking that time, so I decided to use this number again and call you back.
Very good. Please go ahead.
So I was making a little announcement about our meeting this Sunday, this coming Sunday, 1st of January, this coming Sunday, at the Flapper Garden, Garden Batavia, at Best African Restaurant, Kopi's Place. So I also use opportunity to urge all our brothers here in Indonesia that is listening to the radio right now, because I know that many visitors from here, to come out and attend the meeting and bring your suggestion on what we do so that our father's land will be restored. There's so many people that you meet here, we tell them about Biafra. They will say that they wouldn't know Biafra more than you, but you cannot be inside your house and be doing Biafra. It's when you come out. Others are saying, we are waiting for something to happen. For something to happen, let us unite. So you see, they say, let us unite, let us unite. But we are inside your house and saying, let us unite. Where can we unite? If not in the same gathering, if not in the meeting where you can share your freedom. So I think the opportunity to tell them all that thing they are waiting to happen, let us see what will happen first before you can. Let us see what will happen first. I remember one brother that called some days ago that said that they are seizing your goods now that nothing is happening. Aosama in charge of the wharf is seizing your goods now that things is not happening. Is it when there is a problem that you will send the gun they use to save your father and your mother's business, then it reaches the village. It's not with our people. I can't just even understand. And when you see the people that are saying this, they are old friends. The people that even have given a death to people that even gone to their children, that are even given a death to other people. Old men are supposed to be gathering the young ones. They are the people that even say, let them wait until something happens. And that's really what I originally mean. I mean, this time that this generation we are, is like the young ones that even have brains more than the old ones. In the age that is in the power. I remember the Bible that they say that the old people shall Nasadua and the young ones are dreaming and the old ones are doing. But now they are in there, they can not even use their brain for 1 second. People are dying every day, every day, every day. They are telling you, come out and bring something to support and make sure that your father plan is restored. You are saying that you are waiting until something happens before you can come out. Nothing you are waiting to happen might start from your family. So, Director, thank you very much, and I want to use this opportunity to talk to Kabiyama, because he that sent you is greater than he that those that are against you. Kabiyama continues to be with you and with and to the editorial board of Radio Biafra. So, I want to use this opportunity also to thank your lovely wife for giving you the opportunity. So I say that Mechukwu Abiyama continue to bless, guide, and be protecting you in everything that you do. Biafra, Mashari, come in our watch. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother, and remain blessed also. I had a caller on Tango. I don't know if they're there. Can they hear me? The caller on Tango, can you hear me? No, they're no longer there. You know, our people are not very patient. They don't persevere. They're not hard. That is why we abandoned the war after 3 years. Southern Sudan fought for 30 years. In the end, they became independent. We abandoned the war after 3 years, and today we are slaves, the only people in the world to fight a major war and come out and remain slaves. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is Radio Biafra. Our work has to continue. We must do so in truth and honesty and at all times. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if anybody else here has anything to say. We are live and we are direct this very morning. Once again, the number to call remains +234-816-861-3291. +234-816-861-3291. +234-805-909-8137. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. It's off.
Good morning to every one of you all, true Biafrans. My name is Gift Ahamefula, welcoming you this morning to Radio Biafran broadcast this morning from Biafra land. I just want to aim my voice this morning for most of you to hear my voice, because a lot of people have been inboxing me, asking me, Sister Gift, what's happening? We've not been hearing your voice. We've not been seeing you. This, that. I just want to tell you people that this struggle is no-go area. I am not going anywhere. I can't abandon my father for any other man. I can't do that. I've been very busy here in Biafra land. I must tell you. And I want to use this opportunity to tell every one of you who are truly Biafrans, even the enemy of Biafrans has to repent in this issue. And the true Biafrans, please do something now. Now, I said now. Igbo people says that Nandi Igbo na abo so miri, gbe miri rubi gara ho okay. But I wonder, are they not seeing the rain falling now? When else are they waiting for? The rain is falling already. Please get your umbrellas and get ready, because it's beating us already. Please. No going back in this struggle. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is unstoppable. Our effort unrelenting. Some of you may fall by the wayside, which is the Igbo disease. Some of you may become unreliable, which is another Igbo disease. Some of you may turn out to be betrayers and saboteurs. It is in your nature to betray. It is honor you know about. It's in your nature, it's in your blood to betray people. It didn't start today, but will cure you of all those illness. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and the whole world is listening. We are coming to you on this very day. I'm sure that some people didn't know we are capable of running a live broadcast this morning, but I wanted to surprise them. But the hardcore ones are still listening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, the caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
My goodness me. One more hello and I cut you off. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Director,
it's me, Ogwa. Yes, you go ahead and say something. Keep saying hello, hello, as if you're new to Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay. Director, I want to thank you for this morning Radio Biafra program. And I want to tell you about the attitude of our people. Last week that I called about our meeting, that our meeting will be coming up on Sunday. After I held my number, about 20 people called me, telling me that they will come our meeting. For my greatest surprise, only one of them came.
They are Igbo people. Don't be disappointed. That is the Igbo sense. Indian Igbo now. Why are you complaining? Anything you see, you take. They are Igbo people. What do you expect? These are Igbo people. Don't lament about them. Please go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
So the one that even came around 5 o'clock, whereas our meeting started about 2 o'clock. So our people, they are very, very, very... Okay. Although our work is to treat them, their sickness. That is the work of Radio Biafra. Since they decided to be this way, and we have decided to treat them, to cure them of that ignorance. So, Director, I'm very, very happy to call today, and I want to air my number again, so that anybody that is not here...
Yeah, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good morning, Director.
Good morning, please, your name and where you are.
My name is Oji Sunday, calling from Niger State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, please, I want to make a contribution. I don't know, maybe you are bad by it.
Go ahead and make it.
Director, can you open UVA?
Hello, good morning, Director. Good morning, please.
Hello?
You are not listening to us. You're not paying attention. I don't like it. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear?
I don't relent on those Igbo fools. So I still want to air my number so that anybody in Aja State will have to call me so that we can start a family there. And my number still remains 081-51-444-799. I repeat again, 081-51-444-799. We need to wake them up. And I thank you for giving us a platform in Aba so that people can be listening to Radio Biafra through FM. And I have printed 5,000 flyers which will start to share so that people in Aba will know that everything is now on, that Radio Biafra is now on, so that they will hear the gospel, they will hear the truth of the message of Chukwu Adeoma. And the letter I say, may Chukwu Adeoma bless you. And most importantly, give us Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. The distribution of those of those leaflets and flyers must be immediate because Radio Biafra is on CHK 97.6 in Aba as well. Please, very, very important that you go out and continue the very work of evangelizing. Don't say too much to people. Just ask them to listen to Radio Biafra, especially Igbo people, because here we cure them of their disease. Everybody kind of want the warrior. When they listen to Radio Biafra, some of them will change, of course. Not all of them. I expect most of them never, ever to change because they are just bad, naturally. That is the way they are. But here we shall cure them and return our people to the same way we were in the olden days when men had virtue, when men had honor, when men can speak the truth and stand by it morning, noon, and night. This is Radio Biafra, in case you are joining us. I don't know, one and any have just joined us now. I don't know if he has anything to say. Do you have anything to say? You must then go ahead and join them. If you are asking for any information, if you're seeking anything at all, the number to call is 080-359-86251. Any inquiry you have is a line for inquiries. The number to call is 080-359-86251. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Biafrans. My name is Iken. Like all we say that we are going to do, we are going to do it. Despite all the distractors, you know, we're on track. You know, don't relent efforts. You know, we know exactly what we are doing. And all the coordinators, all the both national and zonals, you should keep on doing exactly what you're told to do. The other parts, we have very able people handling the other parts of the restoration. And here, like I said yesterday, is a very tough place. You know, I commend all our brothers here, both the ones we need to mention their names and the ones we don't. Things are going very, very well. We have absolute support. You know, the veterans are supporting us, and so many other people are supporting us. You know, so we want you to continue, especially in terms of the defense fund, to continue. Like I said before, the defense fund, like the way we set it up in the USA, is a minimum contribution. You know, $1,000 for principal officers, and we urge all principal officers to encourage their spouses and children to contribute. And this is a minimum. Then, for every other person, it's $500. It's also a minimum, you know. It's a minimum contribution, you know. We need to get going, you know. Time is against us. The only thing we need you to do is to do exactly what you are supposed to do. We do what we are supposed to do. It's on track. I'll stand by my director.
Thank you very much. Wanonenyi, thank you very, very much. We are in Biafra land. He used to live in the USA, but now he is here. I understand that some people are looking for the coordinator's number. I am being reminded all the time by Onyekachukwu Ezemba about the number of the Togolese coordinator, which I shall announce very, very shortly. I will announce it very shortly. We are trying to rectify the numbers to make sure that the person can handle the pressure that will come from it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra, the one on Skype. Stay where you are.
Good morning, sir.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I thank you people for this thing you are doing for Biafra. I'm calling from Niger State, Suleja.
From Suleja. Thank you very much. Thank you.
But you see, you people are free. What is telling me in this case that you more people are cowards?
Yes. Live and direct, the whole world is listening to you. I can hear you. That means the world is listening. Go ahead.
I observed this Jojo Biafra last year. Are you hearing me?
We are hearing you very well. Please go ahead. Everybody's listening. Go ahead.
I tell him about this thing. He said that this is not anything. Now, those people just want to do people get money. I said, no. You should listen to this thing. And this is important for every human person to listen about it. Then, the man refused. I introduced this to many people. Those people are listening for the Radio Biafra and they like it. But, Igbo, teach Igbo behavior. Why should Igbo people allow this man to go and stay in our place? If some Igbo man supports him,
yes,
they have some support system in fact. The Igbo people, they are not all for one another. If Delta people, they have forgot social about killing their people because they ask
It's terrible.
Are you hearing me?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead. We are listening. I don't interrupt people when they speak. Go ahead.
They have to be social to align this man to ask favor from their hands. They forget their brothers and their sisters. They carry home and support him. Forget about their brother. Even if Geneta is killing everybody, they can't support Bohan and have their respect and know that they know something. I will start all your things. Even if that they are not in their enemy, they will support that. But our people are not at the people that have said. This thing people is doing, people don't have sense. And I'm telling people now, the world is easy for us. People can also and get what they will eat. That people should forget about this Niger Delta oil. If they don't have sense to allow this man to go and take in their place, and their brother is a seat. So you people should gather all the states in eating land and the office and get their what they will use and develop their own land. So they talk about the oil, Niger Delta oil. Because if they are connecting this Niger Delta door, you know, many of them are working now. flesh, our flesh now is a bit strange. Many of them are Muslims. Even if you preach them for that difference or something, it's a tough problem for people land.
That is true. That is true. Because most of them are Muslims. Closet Muslims.
It's for anyone that is not interested in what you are doing. This is what you're professional. You put him. Because of the people now have been put on that and support that people. They will allow them to support their own brother. They deserve to kill any people. And they don't want to get anything. Because there are the people that is corrupting Ebola, and there are people that are bringing Ebola to the group.
It's terrible. It is terrible. Very, very terrible indeed. And my dear sister, and I will give you this very simple example. If you're there, somebody is asking you to come and save your life through Radio Biafra. And what are they saying? They say, oh, don't mind those people. They want to make money. But Buhari is asking you to vote for him in One Nigeria, where he has oil well in your father's compound. And he's not making money from you. That shows that Igbo people are useless and hopeless. Their brain doesn't function very well. Somebody is telling you, come and save yourself from destruction. You said, oh no, you want to use me to make money. But Buhari is asking you to vote for him. People are campaigning for One Nigeria because they have the oil well inside your father's compound. And you, where are you? You are in Niger State selling building materials. That shows how stupid and daft most people are. Thank you, my dear sister. Thank you very, very much. And I'm sure you have her details. You need to contact her. I hope this very person is very strong. I need genuine hardcore Biafrans, not Igbo people. I need Biafrans. That's what I said. That speak Igbo language, maybe. That speak Ibibio, that speak Efik, that speak Calabari, that speak all the languages across Biafra land. I don't need Igbo people. I need Biafrans. Because Igbo will disappoint you. Igbo gap. What are the sense? In the end, all of you will fall into the gutter. In the end, Awosa will kill you. Where an Igbo man is doing his usual hopeless sense. After doing their sense, they are selling building materials and car spare parts to Awosa people. That is why they are very, very daft. My dear sister, thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The number for the Togolese coordinator is +22 899 650 040. I repeat, +22 899 650 040. I hope they have gotten it. +28 if you're calling from the zoo. But please, that is why I use plus all the time. Plus is better and easier. It is simply +22 899 650 040. +22 899 650 040. Everybody listening, if you want to be part of the family in Togo, this is the number to call for our national coordinator in Togo. +22 899 650 040. And now, as human beings, we'll be calling you those of them sent by darkness to destroy the work that heaven is building here. Eventually we win, as we told them. Eventually we overwhelm them and we win. Radio Biafra is live on CHK 97.6. Radio Biafra is live on satellite and growing exponentially over many more satellites than the 7 that we have at the moment. We are also online. Simply go to Google, type in Radio Biafra, and the rest will be history. Because there you will see everything. In fact, even also go and join us on Radio Biafra London on Facebook. Some of you are very lazy, of course. And also add your friends. Add your friends. Add your friends on Radio Biafra London on Facebook. That way they too can begin to participate. They too can begin to disseminate. They too, as a matter of fact, can become part of this very family. We are live and we are direct. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, if you can hear me, please, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, one more time, give us your name and where you are. No, they are not paying attention, are they? They are not paying attention. We need to begin to prepare the minds of our people and get them into a kind of a military mindset. Our people are very, very laid back. Very, very laid back. You lost a war with over 6 million people dead. You should be in a hurry. But the same thing happening to Jews in Europe. They killed them. They came back. They're still chasing them today, all over the place, the streets of France. And they are still, some of them are still there. It is in our nature. You will not be surprised. An Igbo person will betray you. Be rest assured. But a Biafran, a genuine Biafran will not. There are those in Biafra, but the Igbo people answering Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. They are the Igbo Kahawo. Once you encounter a genuine Biafran, you will know. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? There is a caller on Skype. One more time, can you hear me? No, they are not paying attention. They cannot listen. They are waiting for the voice to come through. We are part of the building in Enugu. I told Ohaneze, you will go into oblivion. You people are a disgrace. All you want is to get money to feed your children. You know, Igbo sense now. Let me get money to feed myself and my children, and then I'll get a house man to be my guard in my house. Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I don't know what is going on. They cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. And maybe that is a cue for us to bring this very program to an end. We thank each and every one of you for having listened to us this very morning. This was a live interactive session, and this very program will be replayed later, and then the time will be out of sync. That is how you know it is a replay. I know that some people may be thinking this morning, oh, is that a replay? No, it is not. We came to you live and direct when we can. We do so in the mornings here in Biafra land. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. You must remain faithful. You must remain resolute. Don't allow Igbo backstabbing and betrayal to deceive you. Don't slacken. You know, try to deceive you. Never fall for it. Never, ever fall for it. We thank you once again for listening. We'll be back live again, 8 p.m. this very evening without fail. Because we are Radio Biafra. Chukwa Biama must remain our God. And that is why to us, Biafra is not just about a country. Biafra is our religion. Here is where we worship. Here is where we worship heaven. Here on Radio Biafra. In truth and honesty, because we don't lie. That is why I tell Igbo people the way they are. Straight to their faces, they can't do it. Can you hear them? Aboki is in your mother's farm. Aboki. What are you doing? Nothing. You cannot think of saving yourself because you are daft. You think you have brain, but you don't have any brain. Igbo man is the person stopping the coming of Biafra. Don't blame any other person. The brain of an Igbo man is the problem. Ohaneze have been split into two. They are now bombing themselves and killing themselves because they are hopeless. They can never pursue anything. As long as you abandon the truth, the spirit of God will leave you once you abandon the truth. That is what has happened to Ohaneze and the Igbo in general. And that is why they are all over the place, all over the world. Every Igbo meeting is divided into 3, into 4, into 5, into 6. Everybody behaving like a lunatic. You cannot stay somewhere for 2 days without breaking away. Why are you breaking away? Because you are the embodiment of Satan. But I will always pray that Chukwu Abiyama bless every genuine Biafran. Bless each and every one of you that is genuine and truthful and honest in this very effort. He will bless your families and you will see Biafra. But something is more important than each and every one of us. That thing is Biafra. Chukwu Abiyama, therefore, we pray that you bless Biafra. Don't mind the Igbo people inside it. Please bless Biafra. You created these people. They are very, very, they are not stubborn. They are just daft. They think they have brain. They don't. If you tell them to buy a gun to save themselves, they say no. That somebody taking the oil from their father's compound, killing them at will in Ugausa is a better person to follow. Such people are not human beings. They are very stupid. But please forgive them and bless Biafra for us. We will come back to you again 8 p.m. this evening in Biafra land where we are. But from me, on behalf of those of them surrounding me here in Biafra land, it is simply good morning.
triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.